This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen. Millions of children pass through the nation's foster care system each year. They're removed from their families, placed in homes with strangers, often for months or years on end. And in many states, a new report says, all this happens without an attorney working on their behalf. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
When she was seven, Heather Wilder was taken away from her biological mother and placed in foster care in Las Vegas. Heather says when her mom and her friends were on drugs, they would beat her and lock her in her room.
And they used to drink alcohol, so they gave me alcohol, and once I was filled with alcohol, they would hurt me.
But after a year in foster care, Heather was placed with Tammy Wilder, a teacher who was kind and who promised to keep her safe. Wilder even talked about adoption. But one day, Heather's social worker told her something that puzzled her.
I went to see her, and she talked to me, and she said, you're going to go see your mom and her friends. And so I'm like, I don't want to go.
But the social worker insisted. Heather says, of course the visits were bad. A judge finally had to intervene. Today, Heather is 13. She says her adoptive mom told her to write about her life as a way to deal with bad memories and to help other foster kids. So Heather wrote a pamphlet that offers kids legal advice.
Court Talk is about kids going to court and how to behave, like to sit up straight, talk loud, say your honor, and don't slouch, and it really helps.
Heather and Tammy Wilder have teamed up with a nonprofit advocacy group called First Star. A new report from that group suggests too many foster kids get barely adequate legal counsel, and that's if they're lucky enough to get any at all. Peter Samuelson is president and co-founder of First Star.
We are talking about 6 million children in this country passing through the children's welfare system at any given point in time. We're talking about 1,550 children who die each year while in the system. These are large numbers.
Samuelson's group spent 2 years analyzing how states provide legal help for foster kids. 15 states don't require any kind of attorney help in dependency hearings. 12 states don't even recognize kids as part of their own abuse and neglect hearings. Other states don't provide legal training for court volunteers. But Samuelson says that even when a foster care system is performing relatively well, the same theme crops up over and over.
The child never has the same lawyer, or the child doesn't even have a lawyer. There's no institutional memory. Children are re-abused in places they should never have been put back in. They lose children.
Researchers were baffled by another major finding. They expected more affluent states would score better at providing legal help for foster kids. But states that got high scores, Louisiana, Mississippi, and West Virginia, for example, had the highest child poverty rates. On the other hand, relatively affluent states like Delaware, Illinois, and Maine earned the lowest scores in the study. Rhode Island rated dead last. For one thing, state statutes there don't require legal counsel for all foster kids. But child welfare officials in Rhode Island say the First Star analysis is misleading.
Even though the law does not specifically say that you'll have an attorney, they get one.
Jeremiah S. Jeremiah is chief judge of the Family and Juvenile Court of Rhode Island. He says you can't judge the state's child welfare system based on statutes written decades ago. Foster care children in Rhode Island get legal counsel.
If there's a conflict, we have a list of attorneys who we can appoint from. They have to meet certain qualifications to be on that list.
But even Jeremiah says that legal help might not be the best available.
We have 3,503 cases being covered by the department now. We have 10 lawyers in that department.
So you feel the 10 would be enough for that?
Well, no, but the General Assembly won't give me any more money to hire anymore.
The report concludes it's not possible to develop a national blueprint for legal representation because states get to run their child welfare systems independently. But researchers say that since the federal government funds half of foster care nationwide, Congress should lean on states to make sure all foster kids get proper legal protection. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.